You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy here, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I am great. Nobody has left me to go to my friends part of the cruise ship, so I'm doing pretty good.
And yeah, that's how we know there's nothing deeply wrong with us, right?
I am a beacon of good dating. Who yes. wouldn't want to line up with this? I would be the perfect bachelorette.
You would. I think that would be an entertaining season.
Can you
season.
Imagine? That would just be like pure... how Rachel's like, I want them to show me affection. I'd be like, I don't want any of these guys to touch me at all.
It's the alternate universe we need.
Yeah, and like Rachel skipping out on like exploring Bruges, I'd be like,
never.
Can the guys stay on the ship and I walk around Bruges moodily, please?
Oh, that's like, a good
I need to get off this ship and really eat a waffle to see how I'm feeling. That's brilliant. That would be me.
Yeah. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, Rachel. Played it wrong. All right. Well, speaking of waffles, we are in Belgium to start this episode. And we're in Bruges. Were you excited about this destination?
Yeah, I think it was interesting. I would very much love to go to Belgium at some point. And I was excited at the prospect of them eating waffles. And I did get some waffle content. So I'm quite thrilled.
Yes. And we have our first group date. I thought it was interesting that they get a date card, although this is the one where we don't see what they're doing. And then the Gabby's group date, we don't see them get the date card, but we do actually see them go on the date. So their card said, how sweet it is to be loved by you. And it was Tino, Zach, Meatball, Ethan, Tyler, Logan, basically everyone except Avon. And this is where Logan hears his name on this group date card. And once again, realizes that now he knows he can't go on the date with her. He has to talk to her before. What did you think of him framing it that way when we saw everything happen this last week?
No. He made the move too late and he knows he did. And he's trying not to look like a bad guy. You can see in his eyes that he didn't want to say yes to Rachel, like in LA.
Right. But he knew... The move is not to say no, because three other guys did that and they got sent home.
Yeah, but like the conversation should have been had before that. But I still wholly believe whoever would have picked him at that rose ceremony he would have got cold feet about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only other thing I could think of is if, say, Gabby picked him and she was just like hot and heavy with him right away and he got the first one-on-one, then I think he would have stayed. I think it's that panic of like, oh, I'm not connecting. Translation, I'm not probably going to stay very long if I follow this course.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I have better chances on the other side. But it does, he is allowed to go to Rachel's cabin this time. And she seemed like happy to see him. I know at the last rose ceremony, she had said like, I promise we'll get more time to talk. So I'm guessing that she just thought he's showing up to kind of get that time to chat.
Yeah.
Doesn't really go that pleasant way. He explained it as like, I'm honored every time you give me a rose, but at the first rose ceremony, I originally thought that I would get a rose from Gabby. And so I still had reservations and feelings for her, but I kept thinking, ah, I'm crazy. Like, why don't I stay with Rachel? And she kind of cuts him off like, okay, yeah, I get that part. You don't have to keep explaining to me.
Yeah.
He's kind of overdoing
it. Rachel for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I get her point. Like, okay, just that doesn't really make me feel better. And she seems to understand, but then sort of questions the timing of it. You know, you accepted so many roses from me. So I like that she pushed back. She said how she was feeling. What did you think of his approach in this conversation?
I have a hard time like being on his side because I do think he just waited way too long.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, there might have been somebody in his ear being like, hey, like, no, just wait till next week. You'll get your time. You can have that conversation. Don't you think she deserves to have time to have a conversation about this? I just feel like he was trying to over explain in a way that was supposed to let her down easy. But like, she's a smart girl. Like, mm-hmm. she gets it. Like, and she's been through enough. Like, I don't think you need to keep going. Like, going the way you're going.
Yeah, it was more like he was emphasizing like, I thought I was crazy because I didn't like you, instead of sort of saying like, oh, I wanted to keep seeing because we had that spark. It was kind of emphasizing the wrong part of like, yeah, I wasn't into it. I kept wondering why. So he leaves that conversation and Rachel's really upset, saying that every week someone's rejected her, which I guess is the case.
So I am of two minds about this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. This is very, very tough. This is supposed to be her story. She's supposed to be calling the shots.
Yeah.
It sucks that people keep leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, you are also breaking up with somebody each week.
True.
You are also calling the shot. It's also not every week. And there's six guys who are there who are obsessed with you. And when you want five or six guys who are obsessed with you there over like 15 guys only kind of liking you, like,
right,
faves, it's quality over quantity here. Like, oh, you don't like me? You're missing out. Like, that's it. See ya.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like with the guys that she has, she's gotten time with all of them. I think even with who Gabby has, some of them, like Michael was saying, he didn't, still hasn't had kind of that moment with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she can't really see the forest for the trees. It's just sort of, okay, I'm only focusing on this rejection in this moment.
Yes. And, you know, I can't sit here and pretend that if I were in her shoes, that I wouldn't be just absolutely crushed constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you have to just not get over it, because I think she should be allowed to like be in her feels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she should let it derail her the way that it has been, and like derailing a good experience. And I think Tino's kind of correct, and he was making it like very about himself or whatever. But like, he's like, she is missing out on an opportunity to have like a really lovely experience with us. Mm-hmm. And I was a little upset with her about that. Like, mm-hmm. I want to give her space to feel her feelings. And I think she deserves to be upset, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But like, I think it's pretty shitty to just leave the guys hanging.
Yeah.
And not go and not just like buck it up. And, you know, and she said her reasoning was like, I'm expecting 100% from these guys. And I've told them that, like, it's not fair to give them to not give them 100%. But also, like, in a normal relationship, you're like,
when are you at 100% all the time?
Yeah, I feel like the two people in the relationship should be adding up to 100. Like, yeah. You know, so if you're having a 30% day, like the other person should give 70. And like sometimes you will have a 50-50 day and sometimes you won't. So like, I don't think she should have to be like on and perfect and cheery all the time. But I really do think if she would have just like put on some lipstick and head out the door, her mood would have been really improved by hanging out with five guys who are just like in love with her.
Right. And having one of those fun dates walking around. And I think, and
like,
even
you're missing out on, and maybe city. It's just because you and I are like big travel. Right. People. We love that. Like, just like it felt, this feels waste, extreme to say, but it felt offensive for her to just be like, no, I'm going to stay on this cruise ship.
Right. Right. And, you know, you and I are not like huge fans of group date activities or anything like that. But the fact that even these guys who they're not, they always want the one-on-one. They don't want the group date, but they were all looking forward to it. I think especially when you're on a cruise ship, you're just like, you're excited to dock and go explore the city and get off of the ship. It's a little bit different than just being on in a hotel. So we just see them wandering around, multiple montages of them walking down alleyways and streets and stopping to see little sights, and they're kind of like every turn kind of thinking, okay, when's the spot where we meet Rachel?
Yeah, and they kept like feet being around corners. Yeah. And then Jesse pops out and he's like, hey, actually, like this part, I would be pretty mad if I, like, I'm not gonna lie, I would be pretty mad, and I think I would, like, I would have said that.
Yeah,
like I probably would have been like, why are you wasting time on a guy who doesn't want to be with you? I want to be with you. I want to spend time with you. And you are giving up time. Like, you are giving up precious time with guys who want to be with you to like cry over a guy named Logan.
Right. And they weren't even given any reason. They just like, she decided to cancel this group date today. But we see her sitting back in her robe, and then we have seen a montage or a segment where she's talking to Jesse. And yeah, I would think that maybe he could convince her. Unless, do you think the producers kind of wanted that I don't know, disappointed moment for the guys?
I don't know.
You think they'd want the date?
I feel like they probably already put the deposit on the chocolate factory date. So like,
or
I don't
chocolate
think
wrestling or whatever it was going to be.
Like, I don't think this is ideal. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. The only thing I could say is I know that the leads are always exhausted. So if she was just totally like, I can't even, like, I'm going to use this as an excuse because I just can't get out of bed right now. Not that it was like so emotional, but just that like I'm exhausted. I'd love to sleep in and just go to the night portion. I'm going to use this to my advantage. I might give her that. But yeah, they don't have that many opportunities. And it looked like it was going to be a fun group date. So they all are bummed, and they all kind of express that in the ITMs, and then some of them do express it later on, as we'll see.
Good for them. Mm-hmm. Like, good for them.
Yeah, I agree. So then we see the conversation Logan has with Gabby. How do you think this one went? He tells her he was on fire for her the first night.
It went a lot better than I was expecting. I kind of thought Gabby would just be like, shut him down. And that was not the case. She was honest and said, like, you were our one like overlap.
Mm-hmm. But that she just kind of let, there was that night at the mansion where he had kissed Rachel. And so she was sort of like, okay, I'm just going to kind of step back. And she didn't really think much more of it, but that she was still interested in him, but she needs to talk to Rachel first. She doesn't give him an answer either way. I still think it's like kind of too little too late, even if she has interest in him. I don't know how much of a chance he has.
Yeah, I would have to agree. And I kind of thought he was going home tonight, and her just saying, like, right, I'm so sorry, I couldn't get there, I'm just so much farther along.
Right. Exactly. So then Gabby has the conversation with Rachel. Rachel talks about how, you know, it's so humiliating, and some of her doubts about, you know, how long was he going to keep seeing, how long he could last, but that she doesn't want Gabby to make a choice based on her feelings, like if she wants something to explore.
Do you think that is a valid, do you think that's a valid concern from Rachel, or do you think she's being a little bit of a hater? And fair enough either way. Like,
yeah,
you know, she has the right to be a bit of a hater here.
I mean, I think just like with Gabby telling Rachel what Hayden said to her, it's like, just have this and consider this. You know, she's not going to say, don't give him a rose, but this is how, you know, he spoke to me. And so I think it's just something that Gabby can weigh, like, what, and maybe investigate on her own when she's with him. Like, does it seem like he's just trying to get another rose? Would he do the same thing to me? But then previews looks like something goes down with Logan later on. So I don't know.
I know. I'm interested to see what goes on there. Yeah, I do appreciate the way that Rachel didn't just like storm into Gabby's room and said, like, you cannot bring him here. Like, I can't see him anymore. Like, I do appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think the interesting portion of this was when, you know, Rachel started talking about, yeah, and then like going into the group date, I was feeling like this. And so Gabby asks her, oh yeah, how did that go? And she's like, oh, I didn't go. And so it was like that shocked moment, kind of like a replay of when Rachel was so shocked that Gabby didn't hand out a group date rose. And Gabby was so shocked that she didn't even go on her date. Like, you didn't have a date? Like, unheard of. So,
but that's different. Like, I feel like Gabby, like, was able to read the situation and like make that decision based on like evidence, where Rachel just like didn't go. She's just like, no.
Yeah. And it's especially if it's like, okay, if it's somebody that where they have their one-on-one with like maybe their top choice or something, but she had like some of her like really good connections on this group date, so you'd think you'd want like that extra time with them, like Tino and Zach. After Gabby leaves, we get Rachel saying in an ITM that she hopes she sends him home, but will support her no matter what.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah, maybe it'll be like an I told you so moment. If there is something with Logan, that is what the previews seem to suggest. Maybe it's with somebody else and they just kind of flipped it, but we'll see. She does show up to her evening portion of the date. And
too little too late, man.
Yeah, but let's talk about Tino, how he says, like, you know, I'm still upset about this and I am going to bring it up.
I'm thrilled. I feel like too often the Bachelor or the Bachelorette is so self-centered in their own story that they forget that this is like you're looking for a partnership. And I think Tino has every right to be upset in the situation. I think he handled it super well. I think he was able to express his like disappointment in a way that didn't like make her feel guilty or like put her down or like say that she's being ridiculous or anything. But I thought he absolutely had the right to be annoyed. And I'm glad he expressed it. And I'm glad he expressed it in the way that he did.
Yeah. And she was really receptive to it. It made her feel really good that, oh, he said he wanted to see me, you know, even if I'm not at my best. And yeah, that's how it should be.
And I think every guy would say that.
Yeah. We also saw a moment where she makes out with Ethan. So kiss points for whoever has Ethan. I think you have Ethan, right? On your draft.
I think I have Ethan, yeah.
So that helped me predict at the end there when it was down to Ethan and Meatball. I was like, well, we didn't see her kiss Meatball on this portion.
That's kind of how I like thought maybe Logan was staying, because we saw Gabby kiss him and not Mario.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't translate it to that part, but yeah, same logic there.
Yeah.
Zach had a little mini date with her where they yell at the top of their lungs on the side of the cruise ship. And then Tyler brought her to like this little starry area where they just kind of made out as well. So
I thought that was cool. You know what? He said a line and it was I think it would be too cheesy for me to be like turned on by it. But like, I really loved it. And she was like, it's like the stars in here. And he said, you are the stars. And like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
That is that would have been a good romance novel line.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Tessa, if you're still listening, you can absolutely use that.
Let's take it. So they all stepped up and she seemed in much better spirits. So, yeah, I just selfishly, too, I think we just would have loved to see like what they did in Belgium.
Yeah. And I think she would have been in better spirits if she just went. I think if she just like, again, I know that I hope people don't think I'm like, I'm very emotional. I live in my emotions. But I think at some point you do have to buck it up and be like, hey, you know, I'll probably feel better if I go. Mm-hmm. Like, not that she owes these guys anything, but she owes these guys, like, she, you know, it's like they have put their lives on hold for this. Like, you know, you could buck it up and just go and talk to them. Just like, it would make her feel so much better. And I bet it would have.
Yeah. Yeah. I am surprised that the producers couldn't get it together to get her dressed and out the door. Like, she doesn't have to be dressed to the nines. It's just a city exploring date. Just, yeah, get up, shower, and go.
She looks so stunning without any makeup and like crying for half an hour. Right. Like, I was like, I could not stop staring at her face. She was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. If I cry for 5 minutes, I am like a full red. Like my face is red. My eyes are puffy. It takes like a week for it to finally go down. Like it's not great.
Yeah. Telltale signs.
Yeah, like I've never once in my life been able to hide that I'm crying, and I cry often. So it's not like a thrill for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And these guys were already primed to be like, we have to step it up. So they would have gone above and beyond.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So this was the odd part to me, where it's Gabby's group date. We just see the date starting out, and it's Spencer, Mario, Jason, Eric, Nate, and Michael. So I had to deduce that there was no Johnny, so he must have gotten the date card. It took me a while to figure out who was missing.
Did you deduce that? Because
it took me a while.
For $5 million, and I'm not kidding, $5 million, could not have told you who was missing from that date. And honestly, when they said, oh, yeah, like Johnny has the one-on-one, I had two thoughts. One, well, Johnny's going home, obviously.
Right.
And then my second thought was, like, I was fully picturing a different man.
Yeah, I sort of just assumed, like, Johnny, I sort of just picture him on Rachel's team. I don't know why. So
I thought we were talking about Michael. I was like, yeah, that guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going, because he's like, he, I was like, the guy that we like keep forgetting is there. That's the guy who's going, and he's going home because we obviously haven't seen him.
Right. Yeah, it was so odd. But I wonder if this was what was always planned, or if this was some of the things that Rachel's group was going to do, but they both were going to have city exploring dates, and they go to a Belgian waffle place. They make their own waffles. They also have whipped cream straight from the spigot or whatever it's called.
That feels like not COVID friendly to me.
No, not sanitary.
You can just like health code friendly.
Yeah. And then a random soccer match in the park with some little kids, and they just grabbed these little kids. I hope there was some sort of release sign.
I think there was.
Okay.
I think there was. There has to. I mean, there had to have been a release for them to show their faces on television.
Yeah.
I can only assume that was like their parents were just like off screen.
Yeah. What was refreshing was it was not like the typical LA casting of students or something. So
yeah, this was like the most I've enjoyed Kids on The Bachelor, because I thought all of the guys were like pretty funny with them and like we're having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how they were even talking about it later on. Like, we'll have to have a rematch tomorrow. And then there was a new version of rock, paper, scissors that involved fish. I guess if you lose, you get slapped with a fish. This is the Belgian way. And all the guys had to play this. I thought Jason had a good move there, where it's like, hey, in the US, this is how we do it if we lose. And he kissed her.
Yeah.
And I thought, especially with Jason being really shy, it seemed like he was kind of stepping it up on the group date.
Yeah. Do you think it was like a little weird kissing her in front of the other guys? Or you think it's like, fair game?
I think it's fair game, just because it's sort of like, we've seen that happen for other things, like when they have to do that proposal in front of everyone, or so it's sort of like, it wasn't like they were making out, but just like, I made this move and now no one else can really copy it. I took the opportunity sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was really funny though, is we see a lot of ITMs, a lot of just the guys talking to each other as they're getting ready for their evening portion, like, oh, since it's a smaller group, it's really great. We'll all get our time to talk to her tonight. As if like the addition of one guy is going to make such a difference.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We know that Logan's looming in the background. And he shows up while the guys are sitting there. And it seemed like they knew immediately what was happening. Yeah,
and I have a little bit of an issue that Gabby wasn't the one to tell them.
Yeah, because she came in a little bit after and was like, I assume you've talked.
Yeah, like, I guess you know what's going on. And I don't think it's fair for those guys to like have the assumption. I don't think it's fair that Logan has to explain what he's doing there. Like, it is Gabby's decision to bring him in.
Right.
I think she owes it to those men to explain to them, like, this doesn't, it doesn't mean I feel less about any of my connections with you. It's just... this is an avenue that I feel like I need to explore to be confident in my decision in the end. And I don't think she really explained that. It was just kind of like, oh, Logan's here.
Yeah. So it made them all think, wait, so maybe I shouldn't feel as strongly about my connection.
Yeah. And I don't think that's really fair.
Yeah. I get why they feel that way. But again, it shouldn't really...
Yeah, I don't feel like they have any reason to, if, you know, in their shoes. I'm like, yes, please. If I want you to know in the end that you want to be with me and not have any doubts about anything along the way.
Yeah, it seems like they just already kind of latched into their groups. And it's like, well, OK, it'll be OK if she picks somebody from our group already, but someone else coming in. No.
Yeah.
So then they're all worried about Logan getting the group date rose. But Nate ends up getting it. So I think the guys all kind of took the time to sort of reassure Gabby. They didn't seem to be like really petty about it in their one-on-one time with her, even if they were a little concerned at first. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought they all handled it well. I did think Logan, like, I was with all the guys, like, oh, Logan's probably going to get the group date rose. We should just prepare for it. So I was a little surprised she didn't, but this might be an opportunity, speaking of Nate, to talk about a new story that came out.
Yeah, please tell me, because you slid into my DMs on Instagram and sent this thing, and I hadn't finished the episode yet, so I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
And then I forgot to watch it, as I tend to do. So please tell me what it is that happened and why my dreams are going to be crushed once again.
I know. So basically, the story is came through Reality Steve, and then these other like Bachelor YouTube channels that do news, like That guy, I think, was Dave Neal. And then there's like a Zachary person that does like TikToks on it. They kind of take the story and break it down. But I did go read the story because there were no spoilers or anything on it. It was just two women's accounts of dating, like overlapping dating Nate in 2020 to 2021. And there was one. So there was a TikTok a while back of this girl who said, like, it was like her reaction, like me finding out the guy I dated for a year and a half has a daughter, and like showing like their one-on-one, you know, watching The Bachelor is how she found out. So she was seeing him for a year and a half and never knew that he had a daughter. I guess he was also married before. But she had only gone to his place like one time. So they weren't like serious that whole time, but he did go on family vacations with her. There's multiple, like over 30 pictures of them together.
My gosh.
Things that he, like flowers he had given her, and then flowers he had sent to this other woman in Atlanta while he was dating the other person. Like, you're my true love, like really like love bomby, and like kind of making both women think that they were serious. So it's not like, oh, he's just casually seeing people. He's making it seem like they were his like serious relationship, exclusive relationship at the times that they were supposed to be exclusive. And then the one girl that overlapped for a couple months, she knew about the daughter, but she found out about this like long-term girlfriend in Chicago. And then I guess he had also been hooking up with a friend of his, and that friend told both of these women at different times, like, you should know this about him. So yeah, just not the Nate that we've seen on the show at all. Like, just not what you would expect, that he'd be this like level of player and love bomber. And yeah, I think they just eventually broke up after she sort of, well, the one that found out about it ended it with him, but the other one like didn't find out till much later. And yeah, I don't know exactly how it ended, but she just like blocked him in the end.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm upset.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like, okay, there's just one picture of them at a restaurant together or hanging out at a party. It's like he's with her mom and bringing flowers for them and like little love notes and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's not great.
But there were some warning signs that he told her he didn't have any social media, just LinkedIn, and the fact that she never went to his place except once, and she didn't see like a sign of like, what if she just went over there like late one night, you know, like over a course of a year and a half, if you don't see where someone lives.
yeah
so some red flags there. Yeah, it's upsetting. So I don't know that we'll be seeing Nate for Bachelor or anything like that.
Oh god, why can't we just have Why can't we just be happy? Mm-hmm. I can't wait for it to next week for Jason to be like some sort of like maniac too. Like.
right. Yeah. So that's that. And let's see. Anything else from Gabby's state?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then we have our one-on-ones. Rachel has hers with Avon. And they do go out in the city. They do explore things. They see women making lace. They have to kiss with Rachel wearing a veil. And then they
make out in front of them. Like, kill me if I ever have to make out in front of people.
We get a deep conversation with Avon talking about his upbringing and how he was, his parents split up and he was living with his dad and didn't really have much of a relationship with his mom for a while, but now they're better. So interesting, kind of similar to Gabby, having that distance for a while.
I was
saying that.
I was like, boy, you should have talked to Gabby over there.
Right. You could have bonded over this. But yeah, I think he lived away from his mom from about 10 to 18. But then that now they're doing well, and he gives Rachel a bracelet that his mom made for luck. What I did like about this was it wasn't like he said, here, take this precious thing and keep it forever. It was like, why don't you hang on to it for a while? Maybe it'll turn things around for you.
Yeah, I thought it was like sweet and like not like overbearing at all. And I think that they're at a point in the relationship where that does like make sense and it means a lot. And I think, I liked the sentiment that was like, you know, luck or good vibes or just like, you know, positive thoughts, like whatever you whatever is up your street, like take this into that and just like, you know, things will get better.
Yeah. I like their connection. I think they're very cute together. She says that Aven is the first face she wants to see after she's had a hard time. I don't know if that means like, is he more of a friend? Is it more of just like that comfort? But she's did say that he was stepping up the chemistry. We did see them making out against city walls, which is always a good sign.
Yeah.
A lot of winners. We see that, those clips. So yeah, I'm excited for this connection. I think he's around a while. And I mean, we're pretty much down to
we are getting close to it. Were you surprised when they said hometowns is in 2 weeks?
It's interesting because I'm so used to like having so many guys that where you don't know about any of them. And I guess technically we do across the two women, but because they're in their own groups, I do feel like we know them more. And I think it makes more sense from a like relationship building standpoint that they get to kind of have these smaller groups for longer and kind of weed out the people at the beginning that just have no reason to be there, no connection with them. So, but yeah, I was surprised. I thought maybe it would be next week already. So they only each eliminated, well, they eliminated
Gabby eliminated one, two and Rachel one.
One, because kind of she eliminated Logan in a way. Yeah. Lost Logan. Yeah. And then Johnny is Gabby's one-on-one date. They go to a brewery or a beer farm, as Johnny called it. And Gabby, I thought it was interesting. She said Johnny's macho, too cool for school, which she normally doesn't like, but that he's got that goofy side. So she is into him. And I don't know. I wasn't like super excited about, I like Johnny more like because we got to know him a little bit, but I didn't see like a ton of chemistry.
Yeah, like I thought he was really fun on the date, which I wasn't expecting because, again, I had no idea who this guy was.
Right.
2 hours ago. But I did enjoy him, and I think he gave Gabby what she wanted. And like, let's get a little deeper, because she was like, everything feels so surface level. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, definitely going home. But then he opened up and I feel like maybe he didn't open up with as much clarity as Jason did, but I think that's fine. And I think there's time, and I think he was able to open up in his own way and, you know, express that he has like struggled with depression and like confidence issues. Mm-hmm. And I think Gabby was very receptive to that. And she just like knows what to say to every guy. And it's not in like a suave way. It's just it's like a genuine relating way.
Yeah, I agree. I think they had a fun date. Like they had a lot of fun together in the beer bath that they took, and kind of like a little
like
spa
that he was like drinking out of it. Like that made me laugh. Mm-hmm. He was so gross, but it made me laugh.
Yeah. And he talks about how she kind of brings out that side of him. And, you know, she mentioned that he brings out that side of her too. But she didn't open up to him as much as we've seen in her do with past dates, and maybe she did and they just didn't show it because we've heard the story about, you know, her relationship with her mom, and maybe she's, you know, they didn't want to be repetitive from a viewer standpoint. But yeah, I didn't see as much of the connection, but I like that he's around for a little bit longer and maybe we'll see that develop. It just seems like it's one of those slower moving, and I think he's also quite a bit younger, so it didn't really have that mature vibe. And I see her maybe skewing older when we've seen her connection with Jason.
Mm-hmm. I was really surprised at Jason being like 25.
Johnny.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
for Johnny. Yeah. I was really surprised at Johnny being 25, and like he felt more 25.
Yeah.
But like, I was surprised that Gabby is going for a 25-year-old, and right. I don't think she's going to end up with a 25-year-old.
Right. And I think the date too just felt like very just normal, so it was more like a real world date. So it's like maybe if they're on like a different timeline and it wasn't on a show, like he would be you know, the front runner, but I just think like, yeah, maybe not as much experience and just sort of like, he's just, wow, like I'm having fun on this date. I haven't been on a date like this before and just sort of like caught in the moment, but not maybe a serious contender.
Yeah, like I don't think we're meeting Johnny's parents.
Right, right. Then we see at the cocktail party, Logan getting very concerned that, like, wow, she's had all this time to build connections with everyone else. So, you know, it's a very real possibility that I'm not going to stick around.
I have a thing where he seems to be a little obsessed with not getting time, but not really making any effort to make time.
Yeah, he did get time with her, or he brought fish so that she could slap him with the fish since he wasn't on the group date. But yeah, he could have taken time last week. I'm sure there was a way, you know, so why couldn't he have gone to their rooms last week?
Yeah, or even like when he, like, even with Rachel, he was like feeling that he didn't get enough time with Rachel. It's like, you could make your own time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Imagine if you just went to Rachel's room to be like, hey, like, let's hang out. Like, let's, right. What are you up to? Here, I brought you a snack. I thought you'd be hungry.
Do you think we'll get a Logan one-on-one next week? So just
no.
I was thinking the guys to be pissed off.
I don't think so. I think like something, like, call me naive, after 8 years of doing this and like never believing the previews, but I'm believing the preview
that something goes down right away.
Yeah.
Well, is it looking at who she has left? So she'd have Jason, Eric, and Nate already had one-on-ones. So it would be Spencer and Logan that haven't. So it's, they could even be doing 2 one-on-ones maybe. Maybe not. I think they should do the double date thing again. I think that gets more quality time in there. They get a little more dates per episode. So this sort of sets up the cliffhanger, because luckily we don't have it to be continued, but just sort of who is going to get that last rose on Gabby's side. And we do see it go to Logan rather than Michael and Mario, who are sitting there. Were you surprised about Mario?
A little bit, because he was the first impression rose guy, but we also haven't like seen any content with him in the last however long. He hasn't gotten a one-on-one date. I don't know. It just seemed like I wonder if what happened was he was a victim of the 2 bachelorettes, and he felt confident in his connection with Gabby after that first night that he wanted to give some time to Rachel and see, and then they kind of put him behind.
Yeah, because we saw Gabby looking over and kind of noticing that as well, so we didn't hear her talking about it, but yeah, maybe that was time where he could have progressed something, and yeah, just thought that he'd have more time to explore. Yeah. And it's like, oh no, should have locked in.
Yeah, and I can't blame him for like wanting to do that, but I do think it did hurt him in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then on Rachel's side, she only has 4 guys waiting. Tino and Ava, Nate and Johnny are both downstairs waiting for on either side. And so again, we see that where it's like the guys are waiting to see who comes down. They're trying to predict. So Rachel calls Zach, Tyler, and then Ethan. So Meatball is the one leaving. We did see so much of Michael this episode, just talking about like being disappointed that Logan was there, and it's like, okay, this is the kiss of death, because we've never seen him speak. Yeah. And he was doing so many ITMs about it, but I did feel bad. It's like, I don't know, keep the original people around, let us get to know these characters. But it wasn't to be. Let's see, anything else in the preview that stood out? So it looks like
a lot stood out to me.
Yeah.
Like, I thought this was a pretty gripping preview. I think there's some interesting things with Logan next week. That's what they're leading us to believe. Mm-hmm. There's some Gabby saying like, I don't, like, he told me he can't love me, and it seems I'm thinking their final destination is like a beachy tropical one, and like that scene was in that last destination. Obviously, you know, they made us believe that Rachel and Tino kind of had a fallout probably at like fantasy suites. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be the case? I don't know. I feel like we didn't see a lot from Tyler.
Right.
Or really even Avon. Like I felt like we saw a lot of Tino.
We saw Johnny standing there and Gabby walking away like, I need a man, not a boy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like, and there's, looks like it's Jesse telling Logan, like, you have to leave now.
Yeah.
And then somebody, it seems like somebody maybe it's Fantasy Suites. They say that, or they don't have, they're not ready for a proposal or something.
Or do you think Logan wants to switch back to Rachel?
Get out now. who knows? Yeah. It made it seem like there was some info that came to them. But I was like, well, could it be about this Nate story? Like, did they get word about this? Mm. And it's Nate that has to leave? Mm-hmm. But it did seem like he was talking about, they've cut it differently before, so you never know.
Yeah.
Our classic, like, old school Bachelorette move is, like, their top choice is, like, leaves in the third position, just says that they aren't feeling it and they go home. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and then they're heartbroken, don't know how they can go on. So who knows what it'll be, but yeah, it did make me really interested in what's to come because it has been a little slow moving.
I would have to agree, but I am like still looking forward to watching the episode each week. I'm not like dreading it.
Yeah. I do think each episode kind of moves quickly. It's just sort of like wondering how the relationships are going to progress. And
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's completely fair.
Should we get into other news stories before we jump into questions?
Sure.
One big one we missed last week.
We have another engagement on our hands.
Yes.
Miss Maddie Pruitt has engaged herself to a man whose last name is Trout.
Mm-hmm. And he's the son of a billionaire.
Of course. And they have been dating for 7 long months.
And she says he's worth the wait. So,
wait.
That was the storyline on Peter's season that she used.
So much weight. How old is she? 25? 24?
Emphasize the worth, the net worth of this guy. So,
yes, absolutely. Happy trails to them.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch any of their content? I heard that it was very staged. That she had a dress.
I made the mistake of reading like a post and she called him like an original G or something like that. And I just like my whole brain shut down.
Yeah.
Like there is nobody less G than the son of a billionaire whose last name is Trout.
Exactly.
And I don't think like Maddie is like the like G judge.
No. But yeah, I also think he's very religious as well. So that's what she was looking for. And
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then Tyler Cameron broke up with his girlfriend, Paige Lorenz, of a 3-week relationship. So I'm kind of surprised it's news, but he's on the market
again. That must be tough for them.
Yes. There have been some, I think this happens anytime the Bachelor casting comes around and it's like, oh, is Tyler Cameron single? Do you think he would do it now? He just broke up with his girlfriend. Could that timing be, you know, I always forget when they film Bachelor, but they haven't filmed it yet, obviously.
No, usually like September to your Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like I'm kind of over it at this point, but it still would be better than there's not anyone jumping out at me that I think would carry a season right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We can always just have that as our the white whale that we want.
But I just feel casting. Like watching that season would be such a waste because you know he's not ending up with whoever he picks.
Right. You just know that going in. So true.
Can't even suspend the disbelief for like the 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there'd be too many people fangirling, so.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, it's another big week on RHAP. The Challenge All-Stars 4 just kicked off. Allie and Brian are back and on video for the first time ever. Check out their full coverage of Challenge All-Stars 4. And I thought it was the best episode of Survivor of the season. Episode several. Don't miss all of our podcasts. And can I brag about our patrons on our feedback show? Every week, I talk to the patrons on Friday afternoon. We've had such great strategic, interesting conversations. If you haven't listened in yet, check it out. robisawebsite.com/patron right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All right, let's get into questions. These are from George. So follow at GeorgeCTV for our draft results. Actually, let me do the draft really quick. He says, Haley did amazing on bonus points this week, raising her first place total to 201. She still has four picks left. Amy is second with 179. She also has four remaining, and Tori is third with 139. Nate and Spencer left. All right. George has, my question for this week. While watching fireworks at the end of Gabby's one-on-one date with Johnny, I wondered, does the show have a pyro crew that travels with them, or do they hire that out in each city? I wonder if the person setting them off would need to have some type of local license or certification, or do they just send a couple interns out into the field and say, good luck, don't lose a finger?
I would think they would have to find a local, right?
Right. Yeah, I think they would go to, they probably would connect with like event planners in that city or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hotels that would maybe have the connection or wedding venues or something. Yeah, I totally forgot about the fireworks, but they brought back a bachelor staple. So that's good.
Ethan mentioned he loved during the episode when the fireworks went off and Avon was just like had like the cutest look of surprise on his face.
Here's the bonus questions. Last week, Haley was almost perfect. She correctly guessed waffles would be part of a group date. Logan would talk to Rachel before their date. There would be no to be continued and that the next location would be Amsterdam. Four correct earns her 20 points for the week. Amy correctly guessed that Gabby would allow Logan to join her team. And I'm giving Tori credit for guessing a group date would involve chocolate. They each get 5 points this week. Yeah, there was supposed to be chocolate. And we did see the chocolate wrestling, just not by the guys. Also, everyone made guesses on who would be the final two for Rachel and Gabby in this. And none of those men were eliminated this week. Now, bonus points for next week. Note, previews state still to come this season. So some questions may be for future points. One, we see Rachel on a date at a windmill. Will we hear a reference or callback to Hannah Brown's season and her time with Peter in a windmill?
I don't think so.
I know. I don't think so either. But I think they're just banking on us making that connection. Let's see. Combined, although Tino has seen, he's been posting, like, he posted something from Peter's season.
Oh.
Like, best pilot construction duo since. And then it was, like, swipe, and it was, like, Peter and Tyler. Yeah. And him and Rachel. So he could maybe drop that reference. But also say no. Two, combined, how many times on next week's episode will we hear Rachel and Gabby say they don't want to do this anymore?
I think on next week's episode, zero.
Okay, I'll say,
I think next week's going to be a good week. And then like after hometowns, that's when we're all going to shit.
Okay, I'll say one. Three, Jesse says there has been a situation with Logan and they make it look like he tells Logan, you've got to pack your bags. What is the situation with Logan?
I feel like he has a girlfriend.
That's the only thing I can think of. I'm gonna have to go with girlfriend back home too. I mean, I guess it could be something like he has a phone or something.
But that seems like, I mean, I get it, that's breaking the rules, but that seems like wild to send him home off of.
Right, but otherwise wouldn't like Rachel or Gabby be the one to say like, yeah, I don't want you to stay. Like, they'd have to have that conversation. So now I'm thinking, is it some kind of rule? Okay, I'm going to change my answer. That's some kind of, like, rule break.
No, see, I still think it's a girlfriend. And I think they're like, we don't even want to give Logan the, like,
after all we've dealt with him.
Yeah, like, we don't even want to, like, see his face.
Okay. 4, Rachel's heard saying, "I feel so blindsided by you." Who is she talking to that has blindsided her?
I feel like such a fool. I'm saying Tino.
Okay. I'm going to say Zach, because there was that other preview where we see him crying like, "Oh, I have to tell her this," or something. Mm. So, but yeah, the preview made it seem like it was Tino. 5, the preview ends showing both Rachel and Gabby crying for each of them. Will they end the finale accepting a proposal?
I feel like we're going to see one proposal.
Okay. And one, like, nobody, or one where it's like, it's not a proposal, it's like a Matt James.
I think it's... I think... Oh, gosh, this is so hard. Okay, give me a no one.
Okay.
One proposal and one no one.
Okay.
Although I do kind of feel like Rachel would accept a proposal just so that she didn't feel like a failure as a bachelorette. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. I'll say both will accept. No real reason, just that that tends to be what happens with bachelorette season. So,
yeah.
Justin Feinberg, did I hear right that hometowns are 2 weeks away? Between sending Jordan home on her first one-on-one, multiple canceled cocktail parties, and now a group date, is Rachel on track to spend less time with her guys than any lead in Bachelor franchise history? Is there any chance at all she accepts a proposal at the end of this? And if she somehow does, is there any chance she and the guy she picks are still together 6 months from now?
Yeah, I do think she accepts a proposal for the reason I've said, which is that, like, I think she wants to feel like she's a failure. So then I guess I'm saying that Gabby's not going to accept a proposal. And I guess I just don't. I think Gabby is going to accept a relationship, not necessarily a proposal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So give me that instead, George. Sorry to backtrack. Yeah, it's possible she'll end up spending less time. And that, like, I think that's going to be a detriment, like, definitely. And I don't think she's marrying the guy she picks.
Yeah. And, you know, it has me thinking back to the Jordan, the one-on-one, like, he was really into her and she sent him home. So not that she shouldn't have done that, but just, you know, she's not really putting that into perspective. Like you said, she is sending people home each week, and mm-hmm. there were, like, other people into her that she sent home. It's not like nobody was into her, you know?
Yeah, and it's like Jordan didn't even get a chance to go back to Gabby. He just, like, had to take his suitcase and leave.
Right. So, like, if you wanted to keep people around that you know are, like, really into you, like, you could have just, like, kept him around and, like, weeded out the people that you knew weren't there for you or something.
Yeah.
Justin also wants to know, how many hours walking around Bruges shooting B-roll did it take for Rachel's guys to realize that something was wrong and Rachel was not showing up to the group date?
A full 45 minutes.
Yeah. They were just, like, happy to be out. Okay, we'll just walk. And then he says, if either of you discover that you are dating your cousin, would applying for The Bachelor be the first thing you do? Because in the words of the casting call that aired last night, they can do better. Is this their way of setting the bar so low that when you wind up getting played by an F-boy named Jed on national television, that you can confidently walk away from that experience knowing it was still better than dating your cousin? Yeah, did you hear that casting call?
I did not, thankfully.
Yeah, that's something like, we heard that the guy you're dating turned out to be your cousin. We can do better. I mean, that's pretty low bar.
Like, who came up with that?
Yeah, I don't think that's a very common... You know?
I know. And I also don't have many cousins. So, like, I don't really think that's something I'm going to run into anytime soon.
Yeah. It'd have to be a 23andMe situation.
Yeah.
So, that's it for questions. Did you get takes from Doug this episode?
I did. Give me one moment. Let me pull them on up.
Well, I should mention that the listeners are still in the game because they have Logan on their team.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Remember when none of us wanted Logan?
Well, we knew it. We knew. Yeah. What does the cruise ship and my emotional state have in common? We are both empty inside. Poor Doug. Do you think the producers made Logan wait this long to switch because Belgium is the most boring country and they needed some distraction?
Oh.
Or did they just not want us to see the chocolate wrestling date that had so much potential? Belgian Tourism Board, we do not agree that Belgium is the most boring country.
Send us
there. We would be thrilled to accept a trip there. Rachel seems genuinely infatuated with Tino. But do you think she'd be even more hot for him if he strapped on some skates and did an Elvis Stoiko cosplay? Something tells me that Rachel doesn't know popular Canadian figure skaters from the 90s.
Right.
She was barely around in the 90s. Would you rather lose to a group of Belgian children in a soccer game or have the women you are dating along with five other men leave you for a burly man she met in a fish slapping contest? Yeah, we forgot to talk about the end cap.
Oh, yeah. Gabby is so fun.
She's the most fun. Like, I like Rachel, but I also wish we just had like double the content of Gabby.
Right. Yeah, the fact that she's just like, here, I'll give you a kiss. And then pretending to walk away with that guy. Yes.
I really appreciate the bracelet Avon gave to Rachel, but I'm not sure it's as heartfelt as a toy that's been stolen from a terminally ill dog.
Oh, my God. Dog.
Would you rather have the guarantee of taking part in a beer bath date in the most foreign country? Again, we do not stand by that statement. Where your girlfriend hits you repeatedly with a branch, or cross your fingers that you instead get to go on a date next week in Amsterdam that might feature space cakes and a trip to the red light district. What's a space cake? I don't know what that is. No one tell me. Yeah. It's probably bad.
This cake is really innocent.
I don't want to know. Did I ever tell you about the time I had to get one of my former bosses to explain to me what hot knives were?
No.
I certainly did. Didn't know what hot knives were. And they had to explain it to me. Yeah. Oh, gosh. My parents never had to worry about me acting out as a teen. Let me tell you that. Imagine for a moment you are going to be paid for a day's work. Would you rather receive funds to sit on a bench where you pretended to make lace while having to watch people make out? Or would you rather toil away for hours preparing and executing a fireworks display that ruined the day of every pet and pet owner in Bruges?
I don't know. What are you going with?
I would hate to watch people make out.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Are you mentally prepared for the fact that hometowns are in 2 weeks? Would you like me to come on the podcast again that week to help ease your hometown sorrow? Sure. 8:30 on Tuesday of that week. Eastern Standard Time. Well, like 8:45. Who are we kidding?
That's where we'll be.
And that's it from Doug. That's it from Doug. But if you want more travel in your life, well, why don't you listen to the Amazing Race Canada wrap up?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's happening right now with Jessica Lees and Dan Heaton. And they are talking about the Amazing Race Canada in its 8th season this year. Can you believe that? That is wild. Gosh. So that's fun. If you are interested in more of that, check out that on robhasawebsite.com/tarfeed.
Nice. So many exciting things to listen to in our feed.
So many things. It's like, honestly, endless in a good way. Mm-hmm. I got a new job recently, like same company, new position. Mm-hmm. And now I do have like the ability to listen to podcasts while I'm working, which has been great. I'm also fully caught up on Love Island and then therefore the Love Island podcast, having a great time listening to that.
And still caught up on Big Brother.
Can you believe it? I am caught up on Big Brother. Shocking. I don't even know who I am anymore. The Challenge USA has been great this season. Have you been watching that, Amy?
No.
You should. I think you would enjoy it.
Is that the one with like Survivor and Big Brother people?
And Love Island people, yeah. It's actually been like a really great season.
Okay. Yeah. I have that in the back of my mind, like, okay, this is something I can go binge later on.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, honestly.
Awesome.
Yeah, so lots of great stuff going on the RHAP network right now.
Yes. And where can people keep up with all the things you're doing?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @8strong_, and you can check out everything I am reading at the Strong Library. If you want to check out my Instagram, I put up some tasty looking desserts this week, so check those out.
Ooh, dirt cake.
Worms and dirt. Oh, God. I love it. I've been dying for it, so it was delicious.
And you can find me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.